Today's daf is Moed Katan, daf Tes Zayin. And we are on Tes Vav Mabez on the fourth white line, talking about all the halachas relating to Avel, Mitzora, and Menudeh, going through each one of them, and which is Aser, which is Mutter. So we're up to the fourth white line. Avel, Aser, Batashva, Shemita. No, an Avel is Aser to be with his wife. Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vayinachem David et Batsheva Ishto, after the, as we spoke about the end of the shir yesterday, when the child died after the chait of David and Batsheva, so the Pasuk says that David was with Batsheva after that time. Vayavo eleha, Bechalda Meikara Aser, Mashma, that beforehand, during the time of Avelus, it was Aser. So that's by an Avel. Menudeh. So that's Avel before we get to Menudeh. 2 points. Number one, the Ritva says, according to the Shitas, that Avelus is Durabanan. So what's the discussion of David HaMelech? Maybe it was only made later, right? So David HaMelech might not have been subject to those halachas that are Durabanan. So says the Ritva, V'yesh lomar d'mikal makom no'agim hayu gam ba'osa sha'a Bedivrei Avelus b'takanas Neviim. Maybe it was a very, very early din d'rabanan, even according to the Shita that say d'rabanan, and therefore David HaMelech also kept to them. And that's the Rambam's lashon. The Rambam's lashon in the beginning of Hilchos Avel is Moshe Rabbeinu was besakein Shivas Yimei Amishta and Shivas Yimei Avelus. So it's already Moshe Rabbeinu. So David HaMelech was already subject to it, being that it was from Moshe Rabbeinu. That is number one. And Avel is Aser B'tashva Shemitah, as we know, one of the Isurim. It all even comes up, it's a halachic problem in that we know in Hilchos Nida, when we count certain days before we start, Lamaisa, before we start counting the Shiva Nekiyim, we have the 5 days, there are certain kulas when there is, a halachic reason why a husband and a wife are not allowed to be together. So we'll let maybe if it's shayach to have just 4 days and not 5 days, because the fifth day is an extension of an extension. So sometimes we would allow 4 days if there is a type of tzorech. One of the situations is if there is a halachic reason the husband and wife are not a bit together. One of them is avelus. Avelus and Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. There are, we're not going to get into details, but this is obviously a halachic reason to separate a husband and a wife. Avelus. Menudeh ma'o batash v'shabita. What about a menudeh? Is a menudeh allowed to be with his wife? Amar of Yosef, tashma. Kalos and shanim shal Yisrael ba'midbar. Menudim hayu v'shib shabito sayim. All the years that Am Yisrael were in the desert, they were menudin. They were excommunicated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet, shib shabito sayim. They didn't like to not be with their wives for all those years. So, doesn't that prove that menudeh is mutter? So Amar Le Abaya, as Abaya said earlier, or the opposite, the Dilmem Menudeh L'Shamayim Shaini. Maybe Menudeh L'Shamayim is different. Why Dekil? Because it is more Mako. Right? Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Dekil, V'Amar Chamor. Didn't we say earlier you can't bring many Raya's from the Midbar because it's more Chamor? So how can you say it's more Kal? So the Gemara says, Sifuki Misafkalei. Silhacha Kamadchei V'Zilhacha Kamadchilei. The point is we know that it's different. Maybe it's more Chamor, maybe it's more Kal. And we're just here trying to knock out a raya from the psukim. That's all we need to do, and that's the derech haGemara. Whenever you can just knock it out, and you can knock it out sometimes in opposite directions. You can't prove it either way, and therefore, it's not a raya. Zulhaq gematzile, zulhaq gematzile. What's the havamina that it's going to be mutter? You're not allowed to go within dalan amas of a menuda. It would make tashra mita somewhat difficult. Right, so ask the Ritva, ask the other Rishon, ask the Meiri. There's an Isser of Dalet Amos. So the Ritva says his family is different. The Isser of Dalet Amos, an important Yisod, does not apply to Bnei Beso. Kashuli Habaylis Rachim Yemeta Dalet Amos Biyishlamar Dani Mili Inchi Da Alma Avo Bnei Beso Lo She'ein Das Bez Din Le Esar Alav Chiyuse. He needs somebody. Wow, he needs Chiyus. He needs to live. To live, nobody, zero. He's got to have at least his family. Got to leave his family. Kedamrinin hasam min chiyusei lo adre. It's called the Gemara Mesechas Adarim. That is number one. That he said it must be his family. Number two, v'yesh dochin the demashaini ishto shi kagufo. Maybe it's not his family, but at least his wife. Ishto kagufo. Sometimes we find that in various concepts besides Hilchos Eidos. Right, ishtok agufo, mikol makom, yishraya gemura, mimaiser, rebeliezer, sheherkadus beno mishamsha. Right, well, I think the Gemara is in Sanhedrin that says there was a son that served the father, so it's not just a wife. Vinira nami demutul adaberimo. Debrina nami shon vishonalo. And then I think, says the Ritva, even though everybody else can't be with the Dalamas of a minuda, I think you're allowed to talk to him. You're allowed to talk to him. Vechen halacha, says the Ritva. So he has two answers. Either family is allowed, or at least his wife. We've quoted in the past the thought of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz points out that by Eov, the Satan asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, let me test him out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, fine, just don't kill him. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Leave him with his life. So the Satan takes everything. The Satan takes his family. The Satan takes his money. The Satan takes everything from him. Except his friends. That's the whole sefer. He has three friends. That's the whole sefer. After the first parak and the last parak, it's all just a conversation about Tzadik Uralo. So ask Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, so why didn't the son take away his friends also? Why didn't he take away his friends? He says he can do everything to make it even worse. So says the Asichas Musar, because without a chevra, a person can't live. That would be like killing him. And therefore, you know, he had to leave that. Interesting, so it's the opposite, a little opposite of this Ritva. You can take away the friends, but you can't take away the family. Maybe the friends had to be taken away, so you had to leave them with the family. You have to have somebody to express to. Because people have to live with people. You can't live alone. Living alone will just go crazy. We wouldn't be able to function. Or you have to be able to express, to share. And that is why that would be included. The Kutras HaSfekos, the Ksos's brother, writes in his Akdama to his Sefer, just one of the paragraphs, that he says, in a different context, says, imagine if there was an angel from heaven that came down from Shemayim and says to you, you know, I'm ready to show you, I'm going to take you upstairs, I'm going to show you all the heavens, I'm going to show you the Shemayim, I'm going to show you all the secrets, I'm going to show you all of my MS, everything, I'm ready. You're like, really unbelievable, I can't wait. He's like, one tonight though, when you come back, you can't tell anybody. You can't tell anybody a word of what you saw. Okay, you ready? Says the Kodesh HaSfekos, any average person would probably then refuse the trip. If you could go on an unbelievable trip to Shemayim and come back and not be able to share it and not to say a word, that would be too painful. We are a gregarious being. We have to share. We have to express. If we have an amazing secret and we can't tell anybody, forget, we'll be able to function. So that's the Kutras HaSfekos. In a different context, is we'd probably forego the trip in that case. But that's hashkafeli behind this Ritva, behind this Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that you know we need to be with people, and that the Torah understands that even a menuda, you know, has to be with somebody, and that's why it's either the family or the family according to the Ritva, or the friends according to Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Okay, that's a menuda. That's a menuda. Rav Yashiv says maybe his wife is also a menuda. Maybe that would also be, they both were excommunicated. Next, Mitzora Ma'avotash Shemitah. What about a Mitzora? Is a Mitzora allowed to be with his wife? Tashma, Titania, V'yashav Mi'chutz La'ahalo. He shall sit outside his, right, we had this earlier, we discussed Rashi and Tosas earlier in the Masechta, about this topic, and we related to this Gemara then. V'yashav Mi'chutz La'ahalo, he shall sit outside the tent, Shiyehei Kiminude Uka'avel. He should be like a Minude, and in Avel, a Mitzora is like a Menuda in Avel. So, Va'asr B'tash Shemita, Ve'inal Oel Ishto. And you wait from your Ohel, Ohel is wife. And therefore it says, Asr, Shnemar Lech Amar Lahem, Shuvu Lochem La'ahalechem, Shvamina. Because as you see by Har Sinai, the Ohel means wife. And here it says you have to sit away from one's wife. So you know Mitzora is Asr. Right? And we discussed a couple of days ago that Pasuk here in Dvarim Parakeh is the source, according to the Meshech Chachma, of the concept of Ger Shenizgayer Kekatan Shenola Dami. Right? There's no source in Shas given for that concept, that a convert is not related to his family. No source. This is said. The Gemara in Yevamah says it. But there's nowhere in Shas. Chassam Sofer wonders what the source is. The Meshech Chachma thinks it's this Pasuk. Because Hashem tells all the Bnei Yisrael, after Har Sinai, go back to your wives. Even though some of them had been Usser, there were Arayah situations that they're going back to. All of a sudden, they got Hilchas Gili Arayas. The answer is, it must be they could all go back, because they're not related anymore. Gershon Hizkaya, that's the Meshech Chachma's source in Va'eschanan. But a Mitzora is Usser B'tash Shemitah, according to the According to the Gemara, why do you quote that phrase? Why do you prove that to Menuda before? Before, and we knocked out the raya from Menuda. So what about here? Some Rav Huna, Breidur of Pinchas, Breidur of Yosef. No, like we were docha yesterday. Miktani sheasur sheyehei kemenuda ukaavel b'mili achranaisa faser nami b'tav shabita. Just put a comma in the words. It doesn't mean asur b'tav shabita like Menuda and Mitzora. It means asur like Menuda Mitzora and a lot of things. And also Asar Batav Shemitah, separate, but not exactly comparing in that way. Good. Next halachic. One more halachic context. Avel Asur Einu Mishalei Kabanosav. When somebody is an Avel, can he send karbanas to the Beis HaMikdash? Right? He owes a chatas. He owes a shlam. He owes some type of karban. Can he send this karbanas? He's not going to go himself. Can he send this karbanas? Says the Gemara, no. An Avel is not allowed to send karbanas to the Beis HaMikdash. D'tanya, as the Braisa says, Reb Shimon Omer, shlamim. One of the karbanas is a shlamim. Bizman shehu shalem, velo bizman shehu onein. Only when he is complete, when he is shalem, a person is not complete when they are in Avelus, or if we're medayek, velo bizman shehu onein. Not when he is an onein. Is this literal? One second, we just went from Avelus to Aninus. Avelus is after Aninus. So what just flipped? So if you look at the Tosfos right here, another he's shown him, well, the halacha is only day one, not during Shiva. Like we said yesterday, when an Avel is chayav in all mitzvahs, tefillin he can't put on. Okay, for a day. But according to the rest of the week, he can't put on. What other mitzvah can't an Avel do? So many Rishonim here say this halacha doesn't really mean avelus; it means aninus. An onain can't be mishaleya karbonosav, right? It's literal. But the problem is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say the entire week, and the Kesem Mishnah leaves the Rambam mitzorachin. The Minchas Chinuch in Reish Samach Dalid Oslam. It quotes the Rambam in Nilchas B'S Mikdash, who seems to say beferish that it is the whole week. V'nir mavur b'gemara, says the Minchas Chinuch, shlamim bizman shu shalem v'lo bizman shu onein, al kein avel in the mishalei karbonosav, v'nir b'vadai dafka yom rishon, delachar zelav daraisa, v'eino avel klamen ha-Torah. Right, the rest of the week, even according to the Rambam, it's not an avel daraisa, day five of Shiva. Well, I remembered I owe a chatas, but I can't send it. I want to take care of it. I can't do it. So says the Minchas Chinuch, you should be able to. Right, it's the avelus is not the raisa. V'gam lashon haGemara bizman shu shalev lo bizman shu onein v'aninus eino ela b'yom rishon. And he says it's sarachiyun to harama milchus b'es migdash kasav da avel eino mishalei karbonosav kol shiva v'lama lo yishalei karbonosav kol shiva yamim v'yein lomar to mean drabana lo yishalei karbonosav. No, I don't find that. I don't like that it's only drabana. To kasav achar zed menude lo yishlach ubidi evin nirtza karbon. Bidi evin the karbon will be good. Mashba da didim akodim af bidi evin lo nirtza. Medi from the Gemara that it should be da oraisa. And the Kesef Mishnah quotes a Tosefta, and he says, I don't think the Tosefta seems to say kolashen hazeh, but he says, I think the Tosefta holds avilus is da oraisa all 7 days. But according to the Rambam, any odeya, lama lo yishaleh karbonosav tekef biyom sheni. Okay, Sarach Ian on the Rambam, but that's the Rambam against the other Rishonim. The Rambam seems to say all week. But the question is, what are you medayik in? The word avel, in a mishaleh karbonosav, or the word onein? The Rambam was medayik from the first line. He takes that literally. And the other Rishonim take the second part literally. You also might be mechal between different types of karbonos. The Ritva here quotes his Rebbeim, who say, maybe it's only karbonos that are not ba'al chet. That's his suggestion. We know there's Chatas and Asham and others like that. He says, Shamati Mirabosai Dahainu Karbanos. Which Karbanos can an Avel not send? An Avel cannot send Karbanos She'ein Mechusar Kapara Mayhem. Go and shlum him. He says, maybe only non-Avera Karbanos cannot be sent, because then there's no reason to delay them. Okay, you can't bring your shlum today, you'll bring it next week. But a Chatas, you have this Chet going over you. So maybe there we would allow. Aval chatas for karbanas abam malchet mishaleach shelo ye omid bechetto umechusar kapara. So that's what the Ritva suggests. And the footnote he points out that there seems to be a gemara zvachim against it, that all karbanas are excluded from being mishaleach. Okay, but that is in terms of an aval. So an aval or slash onein cannot be mishaleach karbanosav. Minude ma'u sheishaleach karbanosav. What about a minude? Amar of Yosef Tashma. Same ray as before. Kalos and Shanim sheisol ba midbar. Minudin hayu v'sholchu karbanosayim. They gave karbanos in the midbar, even though they were minude. Amalei abaya v'doma minude l'shamayim shayini to kill. Maybe minude l'shamayim is more mekel, and therefore it is no raya. Kill v'armet chamor. We said before chamor. Sivuki mesaf gilei umat gilei. No, maybe we knock it out both directions. And therefore, like we said earlier, mitzora moshiyele kabanos. So what about a mitzora? So Tashma, we try to prove it from a pasuk in Yechezkel. The Tanya, the Brisa says the Gemara darshins this pasuk in Yechezkel as referring to one kohen gadol with two problems. What problems? The Tanya v'acharei taharaso achar prishoso minames. After he became Tahar. So, what is the ultimate Tumah that this must be talking about? The ultimate Tumah is Tumas Meis. So, the first phrase in the Pasuk, we assume it's talking about Tumas Meis. After he becomes Tahar from Tumas Meis. Next phrase in the Pasuk, Shivas Yamim Yisperulo. He should count 7 days. Svira, where do you usually have that Lashon of counting 7 days? Now, but Tumas Meis is also Tumah for 7 days. That's true. And gets sprinkled on day 3 and 7. But the mitzvah of Svira, the idea of Svira, is usually a Saras concept. Elu Zayin Yimei Sviro. These are the 7 days of Svira, of a Mitzvah becoming Tar. So we're talking about a case of a Kohen that was both Tamei Meis and both Tamei Saras. Right? Both. And he became Tar from both. And what does it say after that? After he becomes Tahar, Uviyombo el HaKodesh al HaChatzer HaPnimis L'Shareis BaKodesh Yakrif Chadaso. After he becomes Tahar, then he goes to the base of Mikdash to bring his Karbanos. Zu Asiris HaEfesh Shalom, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, which carbon is being referred to in the third phrase? The carbon that a Kohen brings every day that he starts working in the base of Mikdash. The Minchas Chinuch. Right? As the noun, not as the Sefer, in this context. The Asiris Soefa, the Parsha Sav, that every Kohen brings the first day he works in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bivo O Yakriv, he darshins, when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash to be Makriv, Bizman Sherotwi Labia, Roi Lakrava, when he's Roi to come into the Beis HaMikdash, when he's not in Mitzora, then Roi Lakrava, then he can bring Karbanas, Bizman Shein Roi Labia, in a Roi Lakrava, period. So that's the source that a Mitzora is not Mishaleach, right? That is the, each phrase of the pasuk is referring to something else. You see Rashi on the top at the end of the second line. Vilava kroy de la elkoi. None of these phrases are referring to the same. We're talking about a separate karbon. But in any case, we see that the karbonos are only brought after the tumah for whatever tumah we're talking about is finished. So you see that the karbonos are only after the tara process is complete. Remember the thought we mentioned from the Aznayin Latar of Sarutskin that the Kohen Gadol brings that karbon every day. The Kohen Gadol has to bring an Asiris HaEfa every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. So he says maybe it's relating to the fact that a Kohen Gadol has to be like a Kohen Hedyot every single day of his career, in that he has to have the excitement, he has to feel new, he has to feel that this was a present given to him every single day of his avodah, and that's why he brings it every day, even though a Kohen Hedyot only brings it once in his career on the first day that he does the avoda. Okay, line number 4. We have finished now. We have finished the section of Avel, Menuda, Mitzora, going through all of these different halachos, and now we get it back into laws of Nidui. Laws of Nidui. Once we're on the topic of Nidui, being excommunicated, how does that occur? What happens to the person, and what is the function of Bezdin? So Amar Rava, fourth line. Minalon, Rashi adds in, the Bach adds in, de kavinon duchta, that we set a place, umishadrina shlich labedina. We set a place, we set a shlich Bezdin, umizamninon leiladina, and we do a hazmana, right? We invite a party to come to court. Invite forcefully. Right, we say, you need to come to court. Hazmana. Dichsiv, how do you know that takes place? You know that from none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayishlach Moshe lekrola da son of Aviram, b'nei Eliyav. Moshe sent to them. He says, you better come. Better come, I need to talk to you. Who was the shliach? Maybe Moshe was the shliach. Maybe Korach. Somebody was the shliach. Vayikra Moshe lekrola da son of Aviram. Uminala de mizamnina ladina. So that's how you know you can send the shliach to do it. How do you know what is actually the zimun? Dechsiv vayomer Moshe el Korach ata v'chalad ascha. You and your whole congregation, you and your Eda, need to come to appear before me. Lekame gavra rabba. And when you write the hazmana, one should mention if there was a great man, if there's a great dayan as part of the hazmana team of the Dayanim, you should mention him by name to kind of show seriousness. Dichsiv lefnei Hashem, right in front of Hashem, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mentioned in the Azmana. Stop there for a minute. What's the chiddush of that line? Don't you always, you write the Dayanim that are sending the Hazmana. What's the, it's Pashut that you're, that there's an Adam Gadol. You mentioned the Adam Gadol. So Torah Tamima writes, in Bamidbar here in Perak Tezayin, he says, this is Rava Lashitasa. Why? He says, because Rava writes in Sanhedrin, on Daf Ches, in the first Perak, that if the Shliach Bezdin is Mazmin the Toveya, B'Shem Echon Mehadayanim, V'lo B'Shum Shlashtam Lo Amar Klum. You have to mention three Dayanim. To mention the Bezdin of Shlosha is Mazmin. V'lo Nechshav Lazmana Ad Sheyazmin B'Shem Shlashtam. Lochein says the Torah Tamima. Rava says here, Shem Echon Mishloshes Hadayanim, Haya Adam Gadol, Mumcha L'Rabbi, but if one is super expert, said Chokim Lo Kavod U'Mazminim B'Shmo. V'yafilu Sheyish Imo Od Shnei Dayanim. You give him Kavod, you mention only him. But elsewhere, that if, even though there are three people, sometimes we have stories in the Gemara. He was alone, but there was somebody else with him. They didn't mention him to give him kavod. So here too, even though Rava says that all three must be mentioned, but if there's one that is unique, then you only mention that one. Like here, Moshe Rabbeinu was left out. It just says Lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem is the emphasis. That is the Torah Tamima's comment. The Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says something similar here. If you want to look in the world of the Rishonim, that Moshe was the best in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was Likami Gavar Rabba, Tachsiv Levnei Hashem. At Uplanya, you and so-and-so, Tachsiv Ata Vehem V'Aharon. Meaning, you got to mention both parties. If you're Mazma somebody to Din, you got to mention who the other party is that is going to be involved. Right? Who is the prosecutor? Right, who is the prosecuting party? Who is the right? That's what you send to the plaintiff. Right, the Nitva and the Toveya. Maybe this could allow him, some Rishonim say, to realize who it is, to try to settle out of court, which we'd always like to have, out of court or pshara, whatever it is. Just try to give him the option. Dikav inan zimne, you set a time. Don't just say, okay, you know, when you get a chance, come. You set a time. Dichsiv machar. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zimna Bazar Zimna, and if he doesn't come that time, he said another time, Tichsiv, it's a process. Right, we don't just use our head, use a svara logic. No, it's a process of Hazmana. Karusham, Paro Melech Mitzrayim, Shaon, He'evir Hamoed. Right, the time passed, and therefore they said another time. Okay, these are all halachas of Hazmana. If you want to look halacha lamaisa, Hazmana issues, Rabbi Chaim Jachter in Gray Matter, in the second volume, he has all the halacha lamaisa issues related to Hazmana. It comes from this daf, this amud. This is the amud in Shas about Hazmana ladin, delivering the Hazmana. So he quotes that it says you have to be through a shliach. What about through the mail? Can you send the Hazmana through the mail? Does that count as a shliach? Right, what about if it's a required signature or any type of high level? So he quotes that we do use the mail. So the Israeli rabbinate Bati Didim permit delivering a rin hazmana by mail. Bati Didim in America also issue hazmana by mail. And he quotes, explaining the justification, quotes from a Dayan, the reason that authorities permitted appears to be the great number of cases litigated in the Beis Din, thousands per year. Bear in mind that each case has at least two litigants to be summoned, and if we consider that court dates are postponed and hazmana needs to be sent the second time, it turns out that tens if not hundreds of thousands of hazmana are sent per year. It's not a reality that you're going to send each one through a shliach. On a practical note, Rabbi Jachter says, I have found, he's a Dayan, that a personally delivered hazmana can often influence a recalcitrant party to appear in Beis Din. A personal visit sends a message to the recalcitrant husband that the Beis Din means business and is serious about doing whatever it can to ensure that justice is served. Sometimes, though, it's difficult to serve hazmana. Some unscrupulous individuals, unfortunately, try to evade receipt of the summons. Therefore, the Israeli rabbinate's Batei Dinim provide an alternate means for delivering hazmanas, such as printing a notice in a newspaper or leaving the hazmana with neighbors or co-workers. There is a question that the Gemara does not deal with, and that is, do you have to write the reason for the hazmana inside? You have to write the other party, you have to write the Beis Din. You have to write why you're being huzman to Beis Din, or that should be obvious. Do you have to write that? So that's he quotes the Machlokas Achronim, the Shulchanai, the Gemara doesn't mention it. The Gemara, unbelievable. You would think it's obvious. You have to mention why you're being huzman. But it's a shach. The shach in Siman Yud Aleph requires the hazmana to inform the defendant about what the case is about, or else he could claim that he would have tried to be mefayis michutz le-Beis Din, but it has to be have to say it. Because different dais about that. Okay. look more there for other halakha lemaisas. Back to the Gemara. Fourth wide line. How do we know that if somebody screams at the Shliach Bezdin and takes them to task? The Asi, the Omar, and that Shliach Bezdin comes back to Bezdin and says, you know what the guy called me? You know how he acted? So he says, how do we know, lo mischazi kalishtabisha, that you're allowed to do that? That's not Lashon Hara. It's not Lashon Hara for that Shliach Bezdin to come back and tell the Bezdin what happened. So you might say, well, it's for Toela's purposes. Okay, how do you know that? How do you know there were any Heterim? The Pasakir, Tachsiv, Ha'enayan, Hashem Ha'im, Tinaker. Moshe Rabbeinu knows exactly what Dustin and Aviram said. How did he find out? So it must be that they told him. Must be that they told him, and there was not a problem for saying that. It's fascinating. If you look in the first rule, if you were writing a Sefer on Lashon Hara, if you were the Chafetz Chaim, what would be the first halacha of Lashon Hara that you would write? What would be the first halacha? If you look in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, which is the halacha, Shriya Salashon is the Musar. Sefer Chafetz Chaim, Klal Aleph, Simin Aleph. First halacha. So you gotta, says the Chafetz Chaim, you have to get rid of certain misconceptions right away. What's the first misconception? But it's true. There it is. Chafetz Chaim, Klal Aleph, Simin Aleph. Aser l'saper begrus chaveru afilu al emes gomor. That's it. First halacha in the whole sefer. V'zeh nikra b'ficha chameda zecharnam l'vracha b'chal makam lashon hara. He says, that's lashon hara. V'amisaper over below saseh shneber lo seder rechil b'amecha v'zeh gamkin b'chal rechilus. Fine. He writes in the first footnote, Deber ma'am chayim. V'lefi shezeh hu hato'us harishon sheregilim ha'olam l'to'us bo, because this is the first and primary mistake that people make about Lashon Hara by saying, well, it's true, I'm going to bring you three Edim from the Gemara and then get into the Poskim. Three Gemaras that are clear that it's Lashon Hara, even if it's true. Number one, Moikotin Tezayinim and Aleph. Our Gemara is the first one. Because what did our Gemara say? The only het that you have is because you're a Shliach Bezdin. Meaning, if it wasn't a Shliach Bezdin, you wouldn't be able to say it. If it wouldn't be to all its purposes. But it's true, it's still Lashon Hara. Still Lashon Hara. That is number one. He quotes number two, the Gemara in Sota says there are four groups of people that will not be makabel the Pnei Hashchina in the future. Four people that are thrown away from Hashem. The Kat HaShakranim, the Kat of Liars, the Kat Mesapre Lashon Hara, and there are others, Kat Chanufin, but Lashon Hara and Shakranim are two different groups. If Lashon Hara was only Sheka, then it would be the same group, says the Chafetz Chaim. You don't have to have a separate group. Again, shows that it is a raya. Then he quotes another Gemara in Baba Basra, where somebody wrote a shtar improperly, and Rebbe says there's no date in this shtar. So he looks at him full. He looks at him upset. He says, I didn't write it. Rebbe, who did this tailor wrote it? What's he saying? He says, what are you looking at? He said, what are you telling me Lashon Hara for about? He said about this. He says, how can you say that? But again, it was true, and it's Lashon Hara. The Gemara calls it Lashon Hara. Any case, then he goes, we showed him the Rambam. It's clear. Right, Lashon Hara, even if it is true. We'll get back to other Chafetz Chaim, Mizmed Hashem, soon. But that's the raya from this first line. When we know on the Bisham Tinan, and how do we know that after the Hazmana, and if Hazmana is not listened to, we are Mishamet, meaning we put him in Chayrim. Dechsiv, Oru Meiroz. Right, this is by Barak and Dvorah, right? Oh, they put Meiroz into, they cursed him. Shamta is like a curse. Oru Meiroz. Right, the Rav Shechter likes to point out that we have the Chayrim of Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom came up 1,000 years ago with certain laws. You can't read other people's mail, can't marry more than one wife. What, beforehand you can read other people's mail? And he came up with a Chiddush. Oh, can't read other people's mail. You couldn't read other people's mail beforehand. It wasn't a good idea to have more than one wife even beforehand. So what did he add? Can't divorce your wife al karcha even beforehand. He added that a person should have a curse on him. Of course it was a problematic, many of these practices, even before Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom came and gave a teeth, and gave a curse, a shamta, a chayrim. A person should have a curse, they shouldn't live too long. That's what the, stats here. We know the shamtidon, the siv, oru meiroz. Right, curse meiroz. Dahachi savra de gavra rabba. That you should say, again, that this is what the great person thinks. Dechsiv, amr malach Hashem. And how do we know? As we said yesterday, chayim is, let's say, the next step. If a person doesn't listen, dechsiv oru arur, double. The achil v'shasi bahadei. How do we know that we're not supposed to eat and drink near him? V'koy ba'arba abos today or stand with it dalan amos. Dechsiv yoshvel. As we continue, everybody should stay away from him. The Gilyone Hashasi, Rabbi Yosef Engel, says the Chakira, whether there is an Isser also on the Menuda to be within Dalaramas of everybody else. Fine, everybody else can't be within Dalaramas of him. So if he allows people to come within Dalaramas of him and he sits with them, is that purely Lifnei Iver? Or is that an Isser Atzma'i? That there's an Isser for a Menuda also to be within Dalaramas. Why not Kamina? Could he be within the Dalaramas of Ketanim? Let's say there's an Isser Drabanan. If it's just Lifnei Iver, could it be a Katan? Say he has that nafkamina. He wants to be with some people. Okay. Uminala de partida chate betzibura. And how do we know that we are mefarsim? And we specify his chate betzibur. Dechsiv, lo buki, lo bol, ezbez Hashem. As Barak and Dvorah said, that he didn't come, they didn't come to help. Vamar ula, vadal mea shipuri shamte, Barak lemeiros. With 400 chauffeurs, it was a very public act, Barak excommunicated Meiros. Ika da Amri Gavara Bahavi. Some say he was a big person, big, important person who didn't come. Ika da Amri Koch Bahavi. And some say, no, he was a constellation. Dirsiv, as the Pazak says in the Shira, Min Hashemayim Nilchamu HaKochavim. The constellations helped them out. Right? They messed it up. They made the water very hot, and then they went in and they burned themselves. So even the constellation, this was a constellation that didn't come help. Uminal de Mafkiril Nech, saying, how do we know that if somebody does not accept, then we're Mafkir their Nechasim? That were able to make it ownerless. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says in Ezra, V'chol asher lo yavo l'shloshes hayamim. Ezra wants people to come to Eretz Yisrael. Whoever does not come. Ba'atas hasarim v'azakeinim, yacharam kol rechusho. All of his assets should be separated from him. Yacharam kol rechusho. V'hu yibadel mikal agola. And he is separated from the kahal. This is one of the two sources of Shas for the concept of Hefker Bezen Hefker. Rashi says right here, Hefker Bezen Hefker, the other places where Hefker Bezen Hefker comes up, Gittin Yevamis, they quote two psukim. But this is one of the ones that are quoted. Rashi quotes, De Hefker Bezen Hefker Mehachan Afka Lamachal Duchte. This is what's learned. The Maritz Chayis here wonders why Rashi, or it's basically, you can blame the Gemara, not Rashi, right? Why the Gemara only quotes one pasuk? There's always two psukim quoted. Look in the fourth paragraph of Gittin. There's always two psukim quoted. So why is this one quoted? So the Maris Chaya says, maybe he's alluding to the Chakira of the Achronim. It's already, the roots of it are already in a Rashba. The question is, when Bezdin has the power of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, which we quoted once, I think, earlier in this Masechta, in a different context, that Bezdin can be Mafker than Achasim. Did they also have the power? They do. But how do you know? That they also have the power not only to take it away from me and make it Hefker, but they can also give it to you. Not only Mafkir, but to be Makne. So, two different psukim. Two different psukim. This pasuk only quotes Yachram Kal Rechusho. The other pasuk quoted from Navi is the pasuk of Hakna'a. Hakna'a. So that's what the Maritz Chayis says. This is the source, and that's Rashi saying, for the step one. The other pasuk tells you the deeper idea, what Bezek could also do, the next level of even Hakna'a, not just Hefker. That's why Rashi, and this pasuk is only quoting, it's only interested in the first step, and that's why it quotes only this pasuk. That's the Maritz Chayis right here. Uminalan did not sinon, but like tinon, umachinon. How do you know that you fight him? If he doesn't come, finally, you fight him, and you curse him, and you hit him. Vital shinon seyar, and you pull out his hair, umash be'inon, and you force him, and you, by oath, to come, tichsiv, va'ariv, and to do tshuva, va'ariv imam, va'akalaleim, va'ake mehem, anashim, ve'emretim, va'ashbiyim. Right, all of those verbs are referring to what we just said. Uminalan dekaftinon, v'yasrinon, v'yavdinon hardafa. How do you know that we tie him up and we do hardafa? We don't know what that means yet. Tichsiv, hein lamos, hein l'sharushe, hein la'anash nichsin, v'la'asurin. So right, what are all those means? Lamus, to death, l'sharushe, to uproot him, la'anash nichsin, to punish his nechasim, la'asurin. Right, to jail. Maila Sharushe, Amrav Amar Adamari Arunachemya Bar Baruch, Amar Rav Chia Bar Avin, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hardafa. That refers to Hardafa. My Hardafa, Amar Rav Yehuda, Brei Shua Bar Shelas, Mishmei Derav, Minadin La Alter. Hardafa means to run after him. I mean, there's a process of what happens. Minadin La Alter. Right away, you set up a nidui, and it lasts for 30 days. Vishonu Lachar Lamed, and then you repeat it after 30 days. Umachrin Lachar Shishim, and as we said, Chayim is afterwards, it's a more serious stage, even after 60 days. Rav Yashiv says here, why do you even have to renew it? If the guy didn't do tshuva, so isn't it automatically renewed? Should say it's automatic. So Rav Yashiv says, maybe the case is he He says maybe the repeat is just to pile. You're right. He really is in Nidhi beforehand. But if you're Manadim again, it makes it even worse. It makes it even worse than it was before, and that can lead to the Chayrim. Make it even worse. When do you give the Asras? Monday, Thursday, Mondays. And Hani Mili Lamamona, all of this process, all of these rules are for a Dini Mamanis type of Hazmana. Avola Afke Rusa. But if somebody is Mavaze Atamul Chacham, La'alter, so then right away you can go to the later stages, right? Because it's more serious. Period. There was a certain butcher that was mispaka that didn't treat Rav Tuvi properly. Im nuale abaya barav v'shaptu abaya and rava put him in chayrim. L'sof azal bizman hazeh, we don't put people in chayrim too often, right? It's not the way that Bezdin works. L'sof azal paisi lebaldine. At the end they serve hazmanas and they're siruva, they're halachas, but the concept of charamim, they are reserved for certain cases. There's a recalcitrant husband, you know, who doesn't give a get. There are certain types of times that Bezin uses it, but it's not so common. L'sof azal pais labaldine, and then this butcher went to be mefais the baldin. Amar Abaya. So, hey, chilev, what should we do? Lishri, let this butcher back into the fold. L'chal shamta alei tlas and yomim. But don't you need a minimum of 30 days? You don't have 30 days yet. Lo, lishri lei, don't let him in. Kabay rabbanan lemeal. The rabbanan want to go in. Or the other gear says to go out. Right, maybe they want to use him as a butcher. Maybe they want him to come back in. Either way, they want him to be out of his nidui. So Amar Leh, the Rav Idi Baravin, Midi Shami L'Chabaha. Anybody know anything about this? Amar Leh, Hachi Amar of Tachlifa Baravimi, Amar Shmuel. Tut Asar V'Tut Shari. Tut, Anamanapia. Tut is the shofar. Tut! Right, the shofar that put him in Chayrim is what Asars. And the Tut that gets him out of Chayrim, in Matirs. Meaning do it, even less than 30 days. No, I only thought that's Zidim Ominous. If it's Hefker of a Talmud Chacham, then it's got to be at least 30 days. Period. Alma Kasavar Abaye, but what do you see from the previous conversation? Hani Beitlasa Deshamitu Lo Asa Tlas Achridi Visharule. You see, Abaye himself was trying to uproot the Nidui, so you see, he must hold that the same three Dayanim that put him in Chayrim must be the ones that take him out of Chayrim. They have to uproot it. Diboilu, because that was really a question. Hani beitlaza de shamitu. Ma'ala mesi tlaza achridi v'sharulei. Can you have three other people? So tashma, well, let's see. Let's try to prove it. Abaye, see, does he need the same people? Let's try to prove it. Says the Gemara, menudel rav, menudel talmid. If somebody is menudel rav, he insulted a rabbi, and therefore he got put into chayrim, then all his talmidim have to observe that chayrim to this person also. Menudah la talmid, because it's, if you were menudah to a more chashiv person, then the less chashiv people also are included. Menudah la talmid ain't menudah la rav. Not the opposite. If it was only a talmid level, then he hasn't reached the more serious level of the rav. Menudah la ira, menudah la ira cheres. If he's menudah to his own city, then he's menudah to the world, basically. But if he's to a different city, that they don't have the power to be menade him to his own city. Menudah l'nasi, menudah l'kol Yisrael. Menudah l'kol Yisrael, ain't menudah l'nasi. Same direction. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, echa min ha-talmidim shenida v'meis, chelko ain't mufar. If one of the talmidim was menade, meaning he put somebody in chayrim and then he died, then the guy's stuck. Chelko ain't mufar. So that's going to be the raya, as we'll see. Shvamin atzlas, you learn three things from this brisa. Shvamin are number one, talmid shenida lichvodo niduyo nidui. A talmid that was menadel lichvodo. What does lichvodo mean? Rashi, a little bit up. V'lo l'shem shamayim. El shesus dagdo. It wasn't because the guy did an aveira. It was because the guy insulted him. Right, that's menudel talmid. Right, because if you did something against Hashem, right, then it would be menudel rav also. The fact that there's a concept of menudah l'talmid means there's a concept of nidui because of personal affronts. Personal affronts. It doesn't say that you should do that. You have to do that. Right? You should be a nail of an ina olive. But if there's covered a Torah at stake, so then there's a concept of nidui. So number one, he could be menade. Number two, that every person is made for his own chelek, because that's from the last line. It says chelko. Because you see, the guy died, the Talmud died, and the other person is stuck. The three other people could do it. Amar Ravashi Lameimar Vatanya. It's what about the Brisa? Rashim Gabriel Omer Echamna Tamidim Shenida Vameis Chelko Eno Mufar. My love Eno Mufar Klau. Doesn't that mean it's not Mufar at all? Lo. It means until three other people come. It means it's not Mufar automatically, meaning somebody else has got to do it and take the reins and be Mefer. Period. Other rules of Nidui. Tana Rabbanan, as we just said. A Nidui Pachas Bilam Edyom. The A Nizifa. Nizifa is a lower level. It's not a full Nidui. It's kind of just like they're pushed aside a little bit. Nazuf. Pachus Mizayin Yamim. So Nizifa is a week. Nizifa is a week, Nidui is a month. Even though there's no foolproof riot to this, there is a hint to it, Shenemar, by Miriam, via via Yarok Yarak Befaneha. Right, when the Kahal waited for Miriam for 7 days by when she got Saras, but the Pasuk said, it's not about Nidu, it's about Saras, that's why he's only a Zecher. But you see, when somebody is, you know, a little embarrassed and Nazuf and pushed aside, so it's at least a week. It's the week. That's what you see from that pasuk. Fine. Amar of Chizda, Nidui Shalanu K'Nizifa Shalahen. Our Nidui here in Bavel is like the Nizifa of Eretz Yisrael. The Nizifa did two Shiva, and their Nizifa Shiva. So our Nidui is even less. It's less serious. It's only a week. Visulo, that's it. For Shimon Bar Rebbe Yubar Kapara. Have a Yasi Vikagarsi that was sitting and learning. Kashu Ushmaisa, they had a problem. Amalei Reb Shimon Bar Kapara. So one of them says to the other, Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe, said to Bar Kapara, important to keep the people in mind, Dover Zet Sarach Rebbe. This is such a difficult problem. We need Rebbe. We need Rebbe. Amalei, meaning that was his father. Amalei Bar Kapara, Reb Shimon. Umar Rebbe Yor Bedover Zet. Oh yeah, what would Rebbe say here? Meaning this is such a hard question, even Rebbe is not going to know the answer to this. So kind of a little bit of, he didn't mean it, you don't have to say, but it kind of like an insult. Amar Lei La'avua, and Reb Shimon went and told the story, maybe not because he was telling him Lashon Hara. He was not being Mesiach Lefitumo. That's what the Chavetz Chaim, how he interprets this in Shmiras HaLashon, the Chavetz Chaim. He was just being Mesiach Lefitumo. He was saying, wait, it's such a hard question. He said nobody. He said, Rebbe, you can't even answer this question. He wasn't saying it as an insult. But Rebbe got upset. Maybe because, did he get upset personally? Chavetz Chaim writes in Chavetz Chaim, maybe he got upset because of Kavanat Torah. This person doesn't think that, forget me, I'm not taking this personally, but he doesn't think that difficult problems can be answered by the greatest rabbis of the generation. He said, Rebbe's can't answer this. That's why he was machpit. Also, the next time Bar Kapara came to visit him, Amalei, he said to him, Bar Kapara eni makirech ba'ot me'olam. He didn't say hello to him. He said, I don't know who you are. I know you are. I mean, he was upset. So Yada did not get Milsi Bedaiti. He realized that he was upset. Nohad bin Nizivusa bin Nafshe Tlasin Yomim. So he was knowing Nizifa for 30 days. For him, he took it upon himself. He saw this rabbi was upset at him. So you see, it's 30 days, not 7 days. Next story, before we answer it. Shupamachas, goes there. Rebbe Shlo Yeshnu Talmidim Ashuk. Rebbe goes there that people shouldn't learn to teach their Talmidim outside publicly. That's interesting. Usually the Romans do that. Here, the Rabbanan did that. I'll have to talk about why. Right? They shouldn't learn Bashuk. My drosh, they from a drosha. Chamuke yirei chayich. Your hidden thighs. Kemo chalaim, like jewels. Ma yarech baseser. Just like a thigh is a hidden part of the body. So, ah, divrei Torah baseser. So then we compare divrei Torah, which are the jewels, hiddenly. So he made this takana. Yasser, Rabchiyo. Seemed to not have heard that gzera, went out, he taught his two nephews in the shuk, l'rav of Arvachana, he taught them in the shuk, and Shama Rebbe Yikvid, Rebbe got very upset, Asar Rebbe Chiyah l'schazuyelei, Rebbe Chiyah went to see him, Amalei, Ayeh, right, instead of calling him Chiyah, call him like Iya, or Aya, right, they switched the Aleph and the Ches. Rabbi Yosef Engler discusses what you find in Shas, Ayin and Ches is switching. But Mikari l'chabachutz, I think somebody wants you outside. Kind of like insulting, he's like, I don't want to talk to you. He's like, I think you're needed outside. So Yadad Nakan Milsa Bedaite, again, he realized that he was upset. Nognezivusa Benafshi Tlasin Yomim. Again, 30 days, not 7. Biyom Tlasin, Shalachle, on the 30th day, he said to him, Tahadar. He said to him, come back in. Shalachle Delolesi. Then he said, no, I'm sorry, don't come back in. Meikar my savar lepasov my savar. What happened? So meikar savar mixes yam kakula. So day 30 is fine. You can come back in. Ulabasov savar lo amrina mixes yam kakula. And on the end, he changes his mind. He's like, no, you don't say it. We'll get back to that. Let's first finish the story. Lesof Asa, then he finally came. He came after the, he didn't get the second shliach. He only heard the first shliach. He came. Amarle, my asses, why'd you come? Amarle, the shalachli. Mardalesi, well, you told me to come. Vashachi l'chadalole, says Tesi. I sent you a second telegram. Amarle, zer raisi, vizelo raisi. I didn't see the second one. I only see the first one. Kari ale, so he says, it must be Hashem wants you in. Birtzos Hashem dar chayish, gam oivav yashlim ito. Good. My time of marhachi. So, let me ask you though, this so the story. Why do you, I made Xera not to teach outside. Why do you teach outside? Omer le, he says, dechziv chachmas bachutz tarona. Right, it said, you have to teach outside. Chachma bachutz. Right, he might not be saying that why he went against the Xera. He might not have gone against the Xera. But he's saying why he generally teaches outside. Amar le, im karisa lo shanisa, vim shanisa lo shilashta. You gotta keep learning. You gotta keep going. Vim shi, if you learned it once, you don't learn it twice, you don't learn it a third time. Vim shilashta lo pirsha lucha chachmas bachutz tarona. There's a different drush on that pasuk, not literal. Kidderava, damarava, kala osik batora bifnim, mi bifnim. Torasu machrezes alabi bachutz. No, you gotta learn inside, the Shema, not dafka outside. It means the Torah is gonna, precede you. But it doesn't mean literal. The haksiv, we're almost up to where we're gonna answer the question. That's why I'm just gonna keep going. Vaksiv lo meirosh pasezer dibarti. Doesn't the pasuk say though in Yeshayahu referring to Harsinai, that Harsinai wasn't in private? Right? Harsinai was in public, meirosh, from the beginning. Pasezer dibarti, it's a question. It wasn't hidden. Hahu biyom etakala. Right. Okay, on public learning days, like Har Sinai, that could be in public. But generally not. So Reb Chiya, Hai Chemuki Rechayach by Avalei, Reb Chiya, who says to learn in public, what is he darshan from that private learning pasuk? Muki Lev, it's Taka, but Gibilas Chasadim. Right, he learns it for other mitzvahs. Alma! Back to the question. Nezifa Ditu, Tlas Yomim. You see, it's 30 days. Tlas Yomim. So Nezifa's Nasi Shiny. It's different when you're Menazif the Nasi, the head. So if you're Menazif the Nasi, Rebbe, that is 30 days. But other Nazifa is 7 days. Stop there for a moment. A lot that has come up in the past. Rebbe Yashiv notes, why do you make Xer to learn in private? What's the, okay, based on a drasha. But is there a reason? So Rebbe Yashiv writes, in those days, interesting, in the times of the Talmud, there were many halachos that applied to keep Talmid HaChamim away from Amei Haaretz. The Gemara says a brachas. You couldn't have a zimun with an Amma Aretz. What exactly is an Amma Aretz? We don't really have that concept today. We call people, chas v'shalom. People call, but it's an Amma Aretz. But the halachic definition of an Amma Aretz, the Gemara says a brachas. Somebody who refuses to put on tefillin on purpose or mezuzah or doesn't send his kids to yeshiva. There's all different definitions. So there are many halachas about not eating with an Amma Aretz, not this. So says Rabbi Yashiv, it could be that if they would learn in public, that would give them a sense of gaiva and give the Amma Aretz a sense of lowliness. And therefore, maybe at a certain time in history, Rebbe said, you know what, learn inside. There's already enough differences in public that we don't want to create more friction. And therefore, he says, don't bring it outside. That's Rav Yashiv. What was the Havamina Mixayam Kakulo, and what was the Maskana? So we mentioned in the past Rav Soloveitchik's Chiddush about Mixayam Kakulo being Mixayam Kakulo, you don't apply Mixayam Kakulo always. Right, why don't we say Shabbos afternoon? Mixayam Kakulo, okay, I can go, I can drive. No. You only say Mixayam Kakulo number one by a malos, using Rav Soloveitchik's terms. What does that mean? Where you have a personal counting of something, not calendaric days. You don't say it by Shabbos or Yontif. If a person personally is counting Shiva, if a woman is counting, Shiva Nikiyim, you know, and then she becomes a Nida the last hour of the day, that can already count as day one. Mixayam Kakulo, why? It's her personal counting. Then you say Mixayam Kakulo, if it's a personal counting, malos. Number two, also, it only applies when there is a nihug, when you have to do something during that nihug. You have nihugim of avelos, you have nihugim of nida, whatever it is. Also, you say Mixayam Kakulo. That's why he explains that you don't say Mixayam Kakulo on Yud Beis Chodesh. The last day of Yud Beis Chodesh. The Shulchan Aruch says you don't say Mixayam Kakulo. You say it only at the end of Shiva and Shloshim, not at the end of Yud Beis Chodesh. Why not? So, there are different answers. The Shachal does give us some answers, but the Rav Soloveitchik said, because Shiva and Shloshim have Nihugim of Avelus. Yud Beis Chodesh only has Isurim, things you're not allowed to do, not things you have to do. And therefore, the whole concept of Mixayam Kakulo would not apply. You need those two ingredients. You need personal counting of a certain amount of time, and you need a positive nihuk. So maybe that was the Havamina Maskana here. Maybe the Havamina was that, you know, here it's personal, but are there nihukim? Are there only prohibitions? It just, maybe it relates to that discussion. Weiter. So what do we say? If in Bavel their shamta, their nidui, is only a week, how long is their nezifa? One day. They were learning. Mar Ukva was in front of Shmuel Dal Ramas, because Shmuel was the great rabbi. But when in Dayanis, Mar Ukva was the Av Bezdin, therefore Mar Ukva, they switched seats. Shmuel sat somewhat below, even though Shmuel was the Gadol Hador, Mar Ukva, who was great in his own right, but he was the head dayan, so they switched seats. They used to dig out, though, a place for Mar Ukva to sit on a mat. The Yasavi Lavei, Kiecha Dishtam and Milei. Not exactly clear. It's not exactly clear what this means. Let's go with the pshat that it means that they, even though he was the head bezdin, they made him low enough so that if he had to ask Shmuel any advice or hear what Shmuel had to say, you know, he could still hear. He wasn't like up above somewhere that he wouldn't be able to ask Shmuel any questions. Call Yom Avi Ma'avi Le Mar Ukva L'Shmuel Arushvize. Every day Mar Ukva walked Shmuel home. Yom Achad Itrid Bedine. One day he got involved in a din. Havi Azar Shmuel Basrei. And he was still thinking about the din when he left the Bezdin, so Shmuel was walking after him. Kimat to Labesi, and when he got home, Amar Le Shmuel says to him, Lo Naga Lacha Lishin Lamar Betigre. What, are you early? Right, you let me go. He was kind of saying like, you know, you didn't walk me home. You didn't do what you usually do. Yada denaka and milsei bedaita. He realized he was upset. Nog nezifusa benafshe chad yoma. So Mar Ukva was in a state of nezifa for one day. Keeping this whole Gemara, all of these people who took it upon themselves, it's a fulfillment. We mentioned this in Parshas here over the summer of the smack. The smack, Sefer Mitzvah's cut, one of the Sefer Mitzvah's holds, there's a mitzvah asei doraisa to accept tochacha. That's a tough mitzvah. It's a tough mitzvah. Mitzvah test, number 9. Lamul arlas lev, shenamar umaltem es arlas levavchem. Pirish lehoves hatochachos, velo bishay yochachenu. It's pretty hard. Usually we have just the opposite. Somebody gives us tochacha, we start saying, oh yeah, who are you to give me tochacha? You know, look at what you have to do, v'chulu. But mitzvah asei doraisa. Lamul or Leslate. Hi, Yesad Aviyasas Bishvila. There was a woman that was once sitting on the road. Havas Pashta Kareva Kamenifa Khushloi. She was in the middle of opening up barley seeds, but she was blocking the path with her leg. Favichal of Azul Sura Mirabana and a rabbi had to go past, follow Ichnami Kame, and she didn't move. Omar, Kama Khatsifa Hiyasa. What is this woman doing? Blocking the path. Also the Kabidur of Nachman, she didn't realize it. But she went to Rav Nachman and wondered, Amalam Shamis Shamta Mipume? Am I in Chayrim? He said, I'm a chutzpedik. Am I in Chayrim? Amra Leilo. She said, he said, did he say the words Chayrim? She said, no. Amra La Zili Nahugit Nizivusa Chadyoma Benafshech. Okay, just one day. If he didn't say the word Chayrim, one day. Zutra Bartov Yavi Kabazik Sutra Kabed Rav Yehuda. He was saying the Sadra in front of Rav Yehuda. Kimatalai Psuka Ve'ela Divrei David Ho Achronim. When he got up to this pasuk at the end of Shmuel Beis, these are David's last words. Amar Le Achronim Echlal Dik Rishonim. Achronim, it must be there are earlier words. Rishonim, Maininu. What are the earlier words that are being referred to here? Shasik, v'lo amrle v'lo miti. Rav Yehuda didn't say answer. Hadar amrle. So he must have thought he didn't know. So he repeats the question. Achronim, echladika, Rishonim. Rishonim, Mahi. Amrle, Rav Yehuda says, my daitech, to lo yada piyusha daikra lav gavar abahu. Why are you asking the same question again? What, you think if I don't know the answer, I'm a nobody? You think anybody doesn't know the answer to this question is a nobody? Stop it already! I didn't know the answer to the question. Don't ask me again yet. I'm thinking about it. Yada denakan milsebadai, and he must have not meant that. He must have just asked the question again. Like sometimes Talmidim ask questions. Maybe the Rebbe didn't hear me. Yada denakan milsebadai. He realized he was upset. Nog nizifusa benafshe chad yoma. Again, one day. Uda asana la, but once we're up to here, Mia achronim, mechlal diga rishonim, rishonimahi, what's the answer to the question? And the rest of the Amud, we're going to talk about Psukim from that section in Shmuel. So let's just do the first one. Vayidaber David LaHashem Esdivrei Hashir Hazos B'Yom Yitzil LaHashem Oso Mikav Kol Ha'Evav Mikav Shaul. David sung the Shira the day that he was saved. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu LaDavid. David Shira to Omer Amapalaso Shal Shaul. You're saying a Shira on David's downfall. El Mali Atash Shaul V'Hu David. Ibadi Gam David Milapanov. If you and him had switched places, you would be gone. Don't sing Shira to me because of that. And what does that mean? What does that mean? So let's just read the next lines. Haynu desiv. This is what it means. She gayomu David. Asher shol Hashem al dibrei Kush ben Yamini. V'chi Kushimo was Kush his name. Alo Shol Shemo. His name Shol. Elam Kushi Meshuna ba Orav Shol Meshuna ba Ma'isav. No, Shol was unique in his actions. Kiyosi b'davar atomer. Although so isha Kush is a Sherlocka. So too, Tzipora is described as black. V'chi Kush Shema v'alu Tzipora Shema. Elam Kush is Meshuna ba Orav. He's different. Af Tzipora Meshuna ba Ma'aseha. Kiyosi b'davar atomer. Beishba Eved. Melech Hakushi v'chikushi shmo v'alot tzidkiyo shmo v'alot makushi mishuna ba'orav of tzidkiyo mishuna b'maisav. Okay, let's stop there after the third one, and we'll pick up with this tomorrow about what did David mean, what did Hashem mean by getting upset at David HaMelech. Parsha Shir, first Parsha Shir of the season is tonight.